Resources for Clinicians. The Resources for Clinicians module is an introduction for mental health professionals who wish to work with first responders and their family members. Additionally, clinicians who provide services through the Second Alarm Project and UCF Restores receive training on working with first responders and their families. By the end of this presentation, clinicians will be able to meet the following objectives. 1. Identify responder symptoms of secondary levels of stress due to repeated exposure to trauma. 2. Recognize barriers to treatment. 3. Define successful evidence-based therapies utilized when working with first responders. And 4. Understand practices that build necessary knowledge and skills for serving first responders. First responders are typically highly trained and certified to respond to emergency situations such as accidents, medical emergencies, fires, natural disasters, man-made disasters, terrorist events, and other mass traumas. They are responsible for the protection and preservation of life and environment during an emergency and throughout the recovery of an event. The Second Alarm Project designates first responders to include law enforcement, including those working the front lines in corrections, fire service personnel, which includes firefighters, rescue personnel, prevention officers, inspectors, and investigators, emergency dispatch units, including 911 and other designated dispatchers, emergency medical personnel, both public and private services, and forensic investigators who generally collect essential evidence from the scenes of crimes. Additionally, Second Alarm recognizes that first responders do not carry the weight of their profession alone. Not only do first responder families commonly have several family members who serve, but family members, especially parents and spouses, may experience secondary trauma, i.e., hypervigilance about the safety of their first responder family member or members within the family unit. First responders and cadets in active service often are the beneficiaries of mental wellness program services. However, retired first responders may not have had an opportunity to receive mental health services during their active career and may struggle with their past experiences as well as their transition into retirement. As a result, it is critical that families and retirees have access to and can benefit from mental health support. It is important to recognize the characteristics and traits of the people who serve as first responders. It is easy to recognize the bravery that is required of someone who puts their life on the line to help other people. What is often less understood is that the desire to help or calling to serve may come from personal adverse experiences and/or their own childhood trauma. The desire to be a person who can put away the bad guy, be there in a moment of crisis, save someone from danger, and provide comfort and support may come out of the lack of support they receive personally or in honor of those who help them in a time of need. In this way, first responders and mental health providers have something in common. Like many clinicians, first responders are at their core helpers who seek to problem solve and protect during a crisis. They do this time and time again, shift after shift, in hope of saving lives, demonstrating their strength, resilience, and courage. When discussing adverse experiences with first responders, we need to avoid oversympathizing. For example, most type A personalities don't want anyone feeling sorry for them. Instead, they want to be validated through statements such as, "I could see how that could be extremely stressful," or "that must have been very hard." Also, when discussing adverse childhood experiences, it is important to note that everyone experiences these events very differently. What impacts one person in a potentially devastating manner may be experienced by another as a minor challenge in their life. Because of the danger present in carrying out their job duties, there is typically a high regard for the structure of the force they belong to. The necessity to follow the chain of command may be a matter of safety, life, and death. The closed culture of first responders comes out of the need to trust each other with their lives. For families with generations of first responders, participating in the culture can become a fundamental part of the person's identity, and they may have grown up with an understanding of the importance of the command structure. First responders with military backgrounds often have a similar understanding of this culture. No matter how someone comes into the role, the nature of the work facilitates a toughen-up culture, where individuals are both explicitly and inexplicitly encouraged to limit their feelings in order to carry out their job responsibilities. It is important to note that while on scene, first responders must limit the expression of their feelings to do their jobs. Furthermore, at the point in which the sympathetic nervous system is activated, the prefrontal cortex is deactivated. Biologically speaking, both cannot function simultaneously. Thereafter, muscle memory takes over, deactivating the sympathetic nervous system. Engaging in conversation, prefrontal cortex, helps reestablish correct processing of the event.